Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Back at Desert Financial Arena here in Tempe, Arizona. The Cougs complete the Grand Canyon State sweep, defeating Arizona State by a final score of 91-81. Head coach Kevin Young joining us now. Courtside here in Tempe. Coach Young, congratulations on getting to 11-6 in league, 20 wins on the year, five straight wins in the Big 12, and clinching a winning record in a very, very, very tough conference. A lot of things to like about tonight. What did you like most?
One, just those games are hard, number one. You know, I've said it to the guys. I said it to some other folks. It took me back in time when I was in the coaching in the minor leagues and the team's two or three best players get called up or something right before the game, and now all of a sudden they got six or seven guys and no one's looking over their shoulder to come out of the game. Guys are playing free. So we tried to get ahead of that the best we could with our team. And, you know, games like that are hard. They're hard games. And so for us to come in and just, especially being on the road as long as we have them, I'm just happy we came in and handled things the right way, and you know, credit to them because they made it obviously difficult, but you know, our guys were able to execute, you know, down the stretch and get it done.
It did happen with a couple of guys. Sannon had one double-figure scoring game in his last 13. He goes for 18 tonight, and then Best, who hadn't scored a point in conference, gets more run, and he scores 18 and showed some skill out there. But you kind of knew that those kind of games were possible in this kind of game.
No, for sure. I mean, he's an NBA talent. You know, he's on the draft boards. We're very familiar with his game. You know, Best, we didn't know a ton about. You know, he's young kid that reclassed and hasn't played much. But look, give him credit. You know, a lot of times you just want opportunity, and that young man took advantage of his. But our guys were able to, fight through it. And you know, had we been able to knock some free throws down the second half, you know, could have put it away a little bit sooner. But, you know, I think it's good. To have to execute some things down the stretch. I thought we found a nice rhythm down the, you know, 6-7 minute mark. We're running some good offense. I thought Dallin was a real catalyst for us in the second half. Yegor, I thought, got us going to start the game. You know, he ends up with 10 assists. Three ball was he generated so many good looks for us. And obviously, 17 made threes is I think Tyson told me that's the fourth most ever for school history. So that's obviously impressive.
This has been a little bit of a long trip. I've been out on the road for quite a while now, but I know that you had certain objectives, some team-building objectives. How do you think that went, and what were some positives from this time together?
Yeah, I mean, obviously starting off with a massive win at Arizona, you know, made the days off. Everybody was in good spirits. And then, you know, we were able to do some cool stuff. We practiced at the Suns facility, you know, 2 days in a row, which I thought was neat for our team. You know, neat for me to be back in there as well. You know, we had a couple meals, couple team dinners and lunches and so forth. And then, guys were able to kind of hang over at the hotel and just enjoy each other's company. And so I think from that standpoint, I thought it was really good.
Okay, before the break, and we're visiting with Kevin Young post-game. His team defeats ASU 91-81. Richie just keeps upping his game. That's another 20-point-plus game in Big 12 play. Scores 26, six threes, ties a career high. And every time it seemed like ASU was threatening to maybe get it to single digits, he bangs a big shot for you. I mean, he's on a heater right now.
Yeah, thing you love about Richie is just how he attacks every day, you know, and the way he – because of how he attacks every day, I think that really allows him to be consistent. And so – it doesn't happen by chance. He's one of our most consistent workers and hardest workers. But I thought the guys did a great job of you know, getting him the ball, you know, and I thought, Dallin as well made some huge, like I said before, made some huge plays down the stretch.
We'll take a break. Get closing comments with Coach Kevin Young right after this.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, Well, the Cougs hit that magical 90-point plateau tonight. 35 consecutive wins for BYU, scoring 90 or more. 91-81, your final score here tonight at Desert Financial Arena. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant, and BYU head coach Kevin Young on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Let's get to our Ryan Valuation valuable stat of this game, brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. And it is tough to not focus on the 17 three-pointers made by BYU tonight. The Cougs outscored the Sun Devils by 27 points from the three-point line alone tonight. 17 for 34, Coach. 50% shooting on high volume. And your two big guns tonight, Richie Saunders and Trevin Nell, combined to go 11 for 17 from deep.
Yeah, I mean, they really got us off to a good start, knocking shots down. You know, really a team effort to get those kinds of looks. You know, the way Yegor passes, the way Dallin passes, and you got bigs rolling with that kind of shooting around. You know, teams have to make a choice, and those guys were able to kind of get us going out of the gate. And then, you know, anytime you're getting that many threes, you know, you're going to have a lot of assists too. So 21 assists on 11 turnovers combined with that 17 threes, you know, I thought that was, what really carried us offensively.
Coach, I like to just sit and watch Richie work away from the ball. Obviously, he's getting a lot of attention now, so defenses are trying to stop him. He works so hard to get those looks, but without giving any secrets, I mean, what are some offensive principles? What are some things that you like to do for a guy like Richie or Trevin to get them those looks? Because they just don't happen right now.
No, they don't happen. I mean, we try. You know, we talk a lot about spacing. We talk a lot about trying to get to the corners in transition. That kind of flattens the defense out, and that allows us to, you know, really, really conceptually, we have a term called paint to great, where we try to drive the ball in the paint, play off 2 feet, and kick it out when they overhelp. And that's how a lot of those are generated. I think lately I've been doing more, you know, off-ball screening action for them, bringing them off screens. You know, Trev hit the one over there, Arizona. We hit quite a few of them tonight. You know, we had several more. So just trying to move those guys around the best we can to try to do whatever we can to get them good looks.
You know, it seems like such a long time ago. We were in Providence for the first away game of the year, and it didn't go your way. And here we flash forward, and you have a winning record on the Big 12 road now, Coach, at 5-4 in conference away games. You're 5-5 overall on the year. So many things to like, but it's such a tough league to have a winning record on the road, and now you do at 5-4 after the sweep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, seasons are learning. You know, there's a lot of learning that goes on in season, particularly this one, you know, where it's my first year in the college game. You know, all of our guys' first year with me, new staff and everything like that. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we've learned along the way. That Providence game, you know, has been one of the best things that has happened to us this season. We were able to, you know, learn a lot about our team. And so for our guys to just continue to stay at it and continue to work. And then the thing I love is just that work has just started to breed just more and more confidence. And I'm starting to see it more and more in our guys. I'm starting to feel it more and more in our guys. And as a coach, that's very rewarding.
Now you get to head back home, West Virginia coming into your place on Saturday, and the Mountaineers are just a game below 500. They've won three games away from home. You know how hard it was to take care of them at their place. Great matchup coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, very good team, you know, well coached, and, you know, they got a guy, you know, who's, last I looked, he had 23-10, I think, in their last outing. You know, we did a good job on him, so I'm sure he's going to be licking his chops to play us. So we'll have a very hard task at hand with that team. And, you know, we got to just continue to, approach it the right way, which our guys have. You know, they've been really diligent of trying to lock into the game plans. And that particular game, West Virginia, is very game plan, you know, heavy because of how well coached they are and the positions they put small mm-hmm. in. So we will have our work cut out for us.
Well, as great as this long extended trip was, are you going to keep us on the road longer in Iowa next week?
No.
If my in-laws had it their way, they would. They live in Omaha, so I got a lot of Midwest folks coming to that game, and they want us to come hang out at their spot. And I said maybe another time.
This might be a quick in and out next week.
We'll keep it moving.
One more road trip to go before Kansas City. But, wow, Coach, five consecutive wins too, which is the longest conference win streak for BYU in years. And to do it in a league as tough as the Big 12, kudos to all. Coach, thanks. We'll see you on the plane here in a bit.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young. And that will do it for BYU basketball on this Wednesday night. tonight here in Tempe, Arizona. BYU's a winner, 91-81 over the Arizona State Sun Devils. Our crew back at BYU Radio, our control board operators and editors, Seth Larson, Alec Johnson, Terry South, our coordinating producer, Jason Shepard, our studio host, Barry Squires, our coordinating engineer. And what else do we have back there? Did I get everyone, Mark?
I don't. Did you say Tyson? Because Tyson is the best.
I haven't gotten to our courtside people yet. I was just doing the BYU radio.
Don't forget Tyson.
No, now we go to courtside, and we couldn't do it without Tyson Jex, BYU basketball communications director, and he'll be guesting on the Kevin Young Show tomorrow night.
If you haven't been to the Kevin Young Show, it is awesome. I've been twice, and to have Tyson Jex there, are you kidding me? You better show up.
Check my Twitter, and you can my X, and you will find the seat link to get into the show tomorrow night. Our appreciation also goes out to Doug Tamaro and Connor Smith of the Arizona State Athletic Communications side of things for their assistance. We heard from Ty Larson from the Arizona State coaching staff, thanks to their work. So we heard Coach Young pregame and postgame, and Foose postgame, and just a big